It's the Ides of March, March 15th, 2016, the Watt from Pete Rose Show.
Far away yesterday, love Hey, how's it? Pretty
good
cool day,
you,
yeah.
Did you see Black Sabbath?
Yeah, got the whole VIP deal going for soundcheck and
wow.
Backstage deal.
Who was
so.
The drummer?
You know,
it wasn't Bill
Matt,
Ward. Right?
No, Bill couldn't make it, but I don't know the guy's name, but he was badass. He was a young dude. He totally pounded it out, killer. He was great. And Rick Wakeman's kid was on the side of the stage in a little tent doing organ and second guitar, I guess.
Side mouse.
Yeah, he was a little side mouse in a tent. Yeah, so it was bitching. Those dudes still rock.
How did you know
still,
it was Rick Wakeman's son?
They introduced him at the sound check. That was his big moment because otherwise they didn't really give him much. You know, he got a little moment.
He turned the gig.
Yeah, there was a band, the opening band was from Long Beach. Savage, what the heck was their name? Man, they were good. Rebel Yell. I don't know.
Rebel Yell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some like Billy Idol?
No, it wasn't cheesy. Damn, they totally deserved the respect, though, because they were cool.
Okay.
I got it on a little note somewhere, though.
Did you have rain?
Yeah, but I didn't really have a coat. It wasn't that bad. Vancouver's a cool place to trip around. It's easy with the sea bus and the train and everything. Gas town.
Yeah,
it was cool. Bullock lives up there, and so.
They had a pad there called the Town Pump.
Yeah, I was hung at the poorhouse drinking absinthe at the poorhouse before we went into the soundcheck.
Like where the hockey is.
Yeah, Rogers Center, I think it's called.
I played a place by there called Media Club or something it was right when one of those games the finals ended in
hockey madness.
We were ready for some fighting.
So
you had to load up the gear quick.
And there's been lots of fighting with the old Trump. Man, that's pretty crazy stuff going on every day in the news.
This guy. This guy.
Nuts.
But we're smarter than that, aren't we?
Yeah, sure seems like.
Or we'll survive. If the worst happens.
They just are putting that part on TV. All the other part
doesn't get the
press.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, almost in a bad mood. We got a good guest. In fact, we started the show with Epistrophe, the short version, John Coltrane.
Cool.
Monk. And then Five Spirits, Elliot Eidelman. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Welcome.
I think I said Edelman last time. I'm an asshole. This is actually your second time on the show. You're
right.
With Victoria.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's right.
That was the side note.
Exactly, yeah. How's she doing?
Front and center.
How's she doing? Have you seen her lately?
Yeah, I saw her a few weeks ago.
You've been on tour.
I've been on tour, yeah. I made a stop through Joshua Tree. And she's doing all right. She came out to my show. And
yeah.
She was, she's had some health problems. Mm. But
cool. Hello, Victoria.
Yeah. Big time.
So there's a real cool festival coming up at Pappy and Harriet's pretty soon. I think in a couple of weeks, generator party or something like that. Generator tour.
Yeah, what's it called? Something like cesspool.
I don't
it's
know.
Got some weird
it's like,
name like
yeah, but it's got some cool history from the got the cool history from.
Yeah, it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
But I think at the end of next month or in April. Yeah, next month. Second
man. Oh.
Yeah. A place called the Beatnik Lounge. It's also a radio station, right?
You guys are going to play there? Wow.
You've been invited to.
Cool.
Yeah, that's my spot. I've played there a bunch. And booked shows, and I've lived in the storefront there a little bit.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
So where is it?
It's right on the main strip of Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
It has bitchin' out there.
Let's go way back. What's your first music memory?
I guess I remember being in my crib And,
wow, baby.
And yeah, before I could talk,
okay,
humming out the tunes, the, you know.
You didn't know where they were coming from, radio, TV, or.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe your ma singing to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a good memory.
Yeah, wow, that's cool.
I can't remember any of that shit. I remember them taking me to Yellowstone.
Uh huh.
Not really. I've been told about it. Bear coming up to the window and my pop having to roll it up because I was trying to, like, you know, start backing on. Some Einstein move. But, yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, can you remember the first record you bought yourself?
Yeah, I think it was Axis Bold as Love.
Wow.
Yeah, cool one.
Good experience when I was learning guitar and learned how to play Little Wing.
Cool. Okay.
What got you going on guitar? How old were you?
I was 7 when I started playing guitar.
Grade school.
Uh-huh. And
what was it? Your parents, had people in the house, musicians?
Not really. My mom sings.
Okay.
And both my parents have, like, you know, good musical minds, but never really.
But there's no piano or guitar around the house.
Yeah, and actually, we were in the piano shop. I remember this. My dad taking me to the piano shop, and I think he had a, like, sticker shock, you know, seeing the prices of the piano.
Oh, pianos,
he was like, oh, I didn't realize that getting my kid to play piano was going to. And I remember being
these
in there.
Not Casio days, so.
Yeah.
He couldn't catch you.
Yeah, and I was in there, and just I remember, like, the vibe feeling kind of stuffy and, like, overly museum-y.
Yeah,
I was I think I want to play guitar instead. And he was like, great, let's do that.
You mean piano was actually your idea?
It was his idea.
Okay.
But he was like, this kid's got some, you know, musical potential. And when I said I wanted to play guitar, he was like, okay, that sounds much better on my wallet. Yeah.
So, he says, if I get you this guitar, you're going to have to take lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the drill of your parents. Get you the thing, you know. You're going to have to use this and we get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
No clothes rack.
Exactly. And I had a great...
exercise bike. Yeah. Total clothes racks. Well, fucking real bikes.
Yeah.
Total clothes racks. You go to people's pads. You got handlebar seat, the wheel.
Yeah,
you get a lot of clothes on it.
It's a lot cheaper just to get a clothes rack.
It was intentions.
Yeah, those are some expensive clothes racks.
Paved to tell. Paved to tell. So, what was your teacher like?
He was a really cool guy. His name was Timothy Cleary.
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
Timothy Leary. Leary.
Yeah.
Or Timothy C. Leary.
Right. Yeah. And I remember.
Now, is he the guy who turned you on to Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. Yeah. He.
Even though what you had an acoustic guitar.
Uh huh.
Jimmy play. I mean, there's one record cover. I think he's playing acoustic 12.
Yeah. I'm sure. It's not
so, and then he taught you what? When Cries Mary? No, Little Wing.
Little Wing, yeah. And I had been playing all of this, like, Beatles and Dylan and all this, like,
kind of folky
stuff, but I had never heard the recording, so all I knew was from, like, the chord charts and playing.
Wow.
And those were, I guess Little Wing was the first one where
you're using your ear.
Yeah, or he taught it to me, but I was like, I want to hear how the recording
is. Oh, you wanted
to
hear the real version.
Yeah, the real version. And then I got into all the real versions of
that the stuff. Dylan and the...
Yeah.
Wow. That's a trippy way of doing it.
Yeah.
So the only version you knew was how he was showing it.
Exactly.
So he was the kind of the gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
And I just, I met up with him on this tour. I hadn't seen him in like 10 years.
Wow, so...
We got a reunion. Yeah, that's cool.
That's
like 12 years.
And you thank him?
Oh, I thanked him, yeah.
Yeah, and like, he's glad you're on the road doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This sunny day, mailed away. What can you tell us about this tune?
Oh, I wrote that tune when I was living in a tent in Berlin. Like, I was doing an artist residency, and I was living in the storefront that had a Russian military tent set up inside of it.
And is it winter?
It was winter.
It's cold in Berlin.
Yeah, it was really cold.
And actually, doesn't the sunlight go away for like a month or two from the clouds?
Exactly, yeah. It was like
I got Berliner friends, and they told me it's a little rough in the winter.
It was so rough. Like, I hadn't seen the sun in so long. And one morning, there was just like a ray of sunlight that came through the little window of the tent and just like lit up the whole tent.
Oh,
and I just immediately like wrote that. That it's like just this one verse that repeats, and it just came to me like in one sitting.
Let's listen.
Sunny day, melt away the snow that fell last night outside my window. When the moment's right, reflect the light that makes my tent shine from the inside. Evaporate, the water's running outside, tent side. Last night when my lover called reminds me of the good times, sunny days that melt away the snow. Last night with my mother called.
pictures that you were leaving every day. Why would I ever listen to them when I got nothing left to say? But yesterday we sat right down and listened and called the long way through. You think you're crazy, and yeah, I think that's true.
On Adjunct Street, where you can't get no whiskey.
lost in thought. Affections better left for God. In point of fact, that woman sure looks fine. I'm a simple man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sunny Day Mail Away, a Berlin story. Happy story. And then Petra Haden's with Silence, brand new from her. James Rock, brand new. We are here for you. Barrett Whitfield and the Savages, Adjunct Street. Going to talk to him next week via Skype. Luther and Toby with 144,000. Larry's here in town making an album.
Oh, yeah?
With some cat. Yeah, I can't remember. Been here about 4 days now. Gotta call him. Samo Disciplina by Disciplina Kichma. Koya there. Brand new album. Government issue. Yeah, John Stab, he's fighting cancer. So you can't help him. Go fund me one of those things. You know who else? What's his name? Ivan Julian, one of the Voidweight guitarists.
Oh, man.
He's fighting cancer, too. Like Fish said, he's coming over to do two benefits for those guys.
Yeah.
Big casino hitting so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Is it my turn? And finally, Lemon Kittens with, Notch to My Crotch. I forgot the song title. More Botox. Lemon Kittens. I found all my old Lemon Kittens.
Oh, cool.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Back to your music story. You're learning how to play songs off records and stuff from... Mr. Cleary here, and do you get like hankering, you want to play with other dudes, make a band?
Yeah, it was like when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And like, you know, because I started really young, and it was around that time that other people were picking up
in
the drums, and
7th, 8th grade.
Yeah, 7th and 8th grade, yeah. And that was, I made my first recording of a song.
What was the band called?
We were called Melomania.
Whoa. Yeah. Mellow Mania. Jack Brewer had a buddy named Marshall Mellow. And I remember there was a band called the Mellow Fellows. Yeah. So was it kind of a calm band?
No, it wasn't. Okay. It was pretty benign.
It was kind of like a little camouflage. You know, you can lure them in there.
Exactly, yeah.
And start pulverizing them.
Yeah.
Your first recordings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad you didn't bring one.
It's out there. It's on the web somewhere.
It's out on the web somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, what was that like? Was original compositions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's when I started writing more seriously, when I was around 13 or 14.
Did this band do gigs?
We did. We played our first gigs at this place. This is when I lived in the Bay Area in San Rafael, at this place called the Seafood Peddler, which is now the Terrapin. It's like Bobby Weir's
Grateful Dead
spot.
That's right, Marin, that area, a lot of those cats. There used to be, was it St. George's? There was a club, San Rafael. Or was it Santa Rosa? St. George's or something. Anyway, what was this gig? What was your first gig like?
My first gig with the band.
At this place, the Peddler.
The Seafood Peddler.
Did you play in front of the cold cases?
We played in front of like the you know, like the lobster tanks.
Okay, the lobster tanks. Right. We got fish markets, you know that.
Yeah, I actually, the first time I came to Pedro, there was like one of those like claw games.
Yeah, right.
But with the live lobsters.
With what? Oh wow.
Yeah.
You know about that, Brother Matt?
Mm-mm.
You know the claw machines to get the little teddy bear? You said there was one with live lobsters.
Yeah, there was one right here at the fish market. They just took it out. I was there the other day, and it wasn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got one there for the little toy.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that thing was a lot of times had some that didn't really look like they were worth grabbing.
They were a little too long. they were getting picked.
They would
fight
back.
They had been waiting.
That called me. Oh wow. And what happened to this band?
Well, I moved to Atlanta when I was going into
good reason
school.
For the band, man.
Yeah, but we've kind of stayed in touch.
Okay. Did you do music in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Another band?
Had another band called the Flying Buttresses.
Cool.
Flying Buttresses.
Did you eat at the Varsity?
You know about
Yeah.
It's a trippy place.
By Georgia Tech.
I used to catch the bus to school like right at the train station.
MARTA?
Right there. Yeah, the MARTA.
That smell is powerful.
Yeah.
Pines are brown.
They got the lingo there. Doggone wheels.
Yeah, I heard that they sell more Coca-Cola at that place on a daily basis than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, Coke's headquarters, huh?
Invented in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's ground zero. It's the diversity.
And did Five Buttresses record?
I had a little...
you know, that's what holds up the fucking walls to Notre Dame and shit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's what those are called.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to make roofs. They didn't know how to use arches so the roofs would fall in. So they had come up with this kludge.
Right.
They called it Goldberg. And something's like all convoluted, but still works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remember that game when we were little called Mousetrap?
Yeah, yeah.
We have all these little fucking chinkaderas, just to get, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of Jenga, too, now. Wedge the piece up.
Yeah, right.
Old chain reaction,
That's what we're flying, that's what our flying buttress was.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're at the end of the first hour. 2016, March 15, Ides of March, edition of Pedro Show, yes, Elliot Eidelman. Hold tight for hour 2. March 15, 2016. It's the second hour of Watt from Pedro Show.
Welcome to El Paso. Across the border, there's not a whole lot that you can do to keep.
Wake up! Ooh.
And not only the sun. The Jew, Jew and son of a Jew, went off, left his house and went off, and with him came his name, his unpronounceable name, went and came trotting along, made himself heard, came with a stick, came over stones. Do you hear me? You do. It's me and whom you hear, whom you think you hear, me and the other. So he went off, you could hear it. Went off one evening when various things had set. Went under clouds. Went in the shadow. His own and not his own. Because the Jew, you know, what does he have that is really his own, that is not borrowed, taken and not returned? So he went off and walked along this road, this beautiful, incomparable road. Walked like Lent through the mountains. He who had been allowed to live down in the plain where he belongs. He, the Jew, walked and walked. Yes, along this road, this beautiful road. And who do you think came to meet him? His cousin came to meet him, his first cousin, a quarter of a Jew's life older. Tall he came he too in the shadow, borrowed of course. Because I ask you, how could he come with his own when God had made him a Jew? Came. Jew and nature are strangers to each other, have always been and still are, even today, even here. So there they are, the cousins. On the left, the Turk's cap lily blooms, blooms wild, blooms like nowhere else. And on the right, corn salad and Dianthus superbus, the maiden pink, not far off. But they, those cousins, have no eyes, alas. Or more exactly, they have, even they have eyes, but with a veil hanging in front of them. No, not in front, behind them, a movable veil. No sooner does an image enter than it gets caught in the web, and a thread starts spinning, spinning itself around the image. Nothing. like that candle on that day. Not on the last day. No, because here I am, here on this road, which they say is beautiful. And my stick which talked to the stones, my stick is silent now. And the stones, you say, can speak. And in my eyes there is that movable veil. There are veils. You lift one, and there hangs another. And the star there, yes, it is up there now above the mountains. If it wants to enter, it will have to wed. And soon it won't be itself, but half veil and half star. And I know, cousin, I know I've met you here, and we talked a lot. And those folds there, you know they are not for men, and not for us who went off and met here under the star.
comfortable, nestled in your bourgeois blanket, consumer infant world. Snuggle bugs in Eddie Bauer, drool saliva sweet. Got your blanket, here's your hanky, now snort out all your snot. I stand atop the highest mountain, I sleep beneath the deepest sea. I crawl across eternal desert in my struggle to be free. No more ninnies, accomplish nothing to fit in with the crowd. No more ninnies, aspire to blandness and shop for plastic crap. I guess the world needs normal ninnies to watch crappy TV shows. I guess the world needs normal ninnies to stink up all the air. I stand atop the highest mountain, I sleep beneath the deep sea. I crawl across eternal desert in my struggle to be free. Out window shopping, and got no fucking brains at all. They shop for crap and eat the plastic. TV is their all. Emote and whimper like weakling babies, afraid to be alone. Life is easy when you're a plastic ninny who worships money, mobs, and rules. I stand atop the highest mountain, I sleep beneath the deep sea. I crawl across eternal deserts in my struggle to be free. Yeah.
for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Elliot Adelman doing Welcome to El Paso. Tell us about a little.
Well.
Passing through.
Yeah, passing through in the van, you know, in the Econoline, driving through El Paso, and like a Kenny G version of Jesus by the Velvet Underground comes on the radio.
That's true.
Yeah, and it was like as the sun was setting and the hillside in Juarez was lighting up.
Yeah.
And it just left an impression on me. I didn't stop, and then just like wrote this song based on different literary influences.
So just like in Berlin, you know, you get put in these sitches and you want to write about it.
Yeah.
You don't beforehand, like the thing finds you, uh-huh. And then you try to give it words.
Exactly.
That's great. Like kind of impressionistic style. Mm-hmm. Instead of like an agenda, I want to write a song about this.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hard, doing it that way.
Yeah, in a way you're right. I think that way with taking pictures. You just got to be ready with the camera.
Uh-huh.
Setting up shots, especially with nature, come on.
Yeah.
You just got to be ready. I call them eye gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had 208 Talks of Angels, brand new from them, Angle of View. Dan Kaufman with Conversation in the Mountains. Seatbelt, High Tide at High Noon. That's Scott McLean. He was on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Strong Beach. John Tooby with Little Boy Melvin Rides Again. Dirty Beaches, Ride to Nowhere. That's live. Alex. Nephew Alex has moved to South Central. Let's go to Fever. And then finally, Pudge with All Good Things. So, what happened after Atlanta?
I was in a few bands there in high school, and one of them, Sleeping Friends, was kind of half-based in Athens. Like, half our members were in Athens.
College job.
Half in Atlanta. So we would kind of go back and forth playing gigs in Athens, and I decided to go to college there at the UGA. I could get a full ride scholarship.
Dogs.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Atlanta in the Georgia Tech then. But they're like bees, yellow jackets.
Uh-huh.
They're like, piss on these big sheets, and they wrote on them, piss on them dogs.
Yeah.
D-A-W-G. And dogs, little rivalry.
Yeah.
It's about 60, 70 miles away or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
close enough, but far enough. And I like playing both towns.
Yeah.
So if I had to split gigs between two towns, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, and Athens was a great town to visit, you know, a couple times a month and play gigs, but I couldn't stand living there.
Yeah.
Like, once I was there,
it was college town.
Too slow pace, you know, and the band kind of broke up shortly after I moved there, and I wasn't digging the college at all, so I decided to come out west to L.A. and go to college at CalArts.
Good.
And that's where I met Heather Lockie, who...
Right,
put
right.
Us in touch. Mm-hmm. I'm actually playing at her house tonight.
Oh, cool.
Okay, say hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some of those other cats that in her third-thirds,
mm-hmm.
They were on the show with the four bass.
Bass dudes.
Right, yeah. And Jake was also in.
That's
Real
right,
Jake
that's right. It's a small yeah. Little circle there.
Yeah.
So you met, and that, then you know who else is from there?
Bitoco Hondo, yeah.
Leo Watto.
Yeah, Smith? I studied with Wadada.
Okay. Well, incredible guy.
Great guy.
I got to see him collaborate with her. And Nels Klein used to have him over at the New Music Mondays at the Alligator Lounge when he was trying to get more free music happening in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
SoCal. So, you picked music, obviously, mm-hmm. At CalArts. Did you go for the wild stuff? Tom Watson, the Missing Man guitar, did one semester with the synthesizers there. And, you know, some of the weirdos went to school there. CalArts. Yeah.
Right, yeah, back in the 80s.
Yeah, the Dix Denny. No, I think he was late 70s.
Late 70s.
Yeah, Dix, the guitar man and the singer, John Denny and Dix Denny.
Cool, yeah.
So there's some connects mm-hmm. with the music scene. But did you have a good time? Was it a big influence on you, CalArts?
Yeah, big influence. It was great studying with Wadada. He's like an alchemist of sound.
Sure.
And really like a magical
philosophy.
Magical dude.
Yeah.
And and started this band Realization Orchestra.
Right.
Which
I remember you took it on tour.
Yeah, we were going on tour. Evan here played drums and collaborated.
Ah, great.
In that, and we've been working together on my solo stuff too. He plays drums.
You're the drummer on the
yeah.
recordings?
Yeah.
Great.
You SoCal guy? Did you meet him out here? You met him at Cal Arts?
Yeah, we met at Cal Arts. I'm from San Diego, and actually true SoCal.
Yeah.
For some reason, they call this part SoCal. Well, same thing with the Bay Area. They say NorCal, and it's like in the middle of the fucking state. No. So you came up, obviously, to go to school, right?
Yeah.
And I actually was... I've heard from one of my band members from San Diego that he used to play our old band Wit. You ever heard of band Wit?
What, played on the show here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we play all kinds. Only thing we don't play is Mersh. We don't play Mersh music. But if we hear wild stuff, you know, that's self-made, I'm into it.
Yeah.
How long ago was this? Because you know what happens? I get a lot of the music from dudes at gigs.
Yeah.
Here you go, Wat. Here you go.
I've been going since 2001.
Yeah, that's right. In May, it'll be 15 years.
Wow.
So all the shows are archived.
Yeah.
So you could probably find it on the playlist. WIT, WIT.
Two T's.
Two T's.
Oh, yeah. Two T's. Okay. Sort of like my name.
Yeah.
Table.
There's a 10 years after album called WAT, WAT, only one T. It's got some like hot air balloon. By the way, we lost Keith Emerson.
Yeah, man.
He's living in Santa Monica all these years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's where I saw him last, at the Santa Monica Convention
Center. Wow, okay. Tony, remember my pool cleaner friend? Tony Platt, loved that man. Brought me to a couple of the gigs, fell asleep at every one of them.
You did?
Yeah, same with Rush.
Right.
Loved them, brought me, and I fell asleep. And then there's Pete, 30 years later, fell asleep with that one. Some bands... No disrespect. I mean, they can play and stuff, but maybe Watts got a short attention.
They got that Slominix vibe.
I remember at the California Jam, he was twirling around on the piano.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to run because the water things that they tossed to us, they were lighting on fire, so there was black plastic smoke.
Right.
It was terrible. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, Evan's dad was there.
Really? Okay, I was there. It was $6.50, 1974. Next month. April.
Oh, wow.
We took the bus, $2, all the way out to Ontario. They towed like 10,000 cars.
Yeah, they're parking on the freeway.
So they parked on the freeway, and they fucking towed them all.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get back to your story. I'm even Bogart. So, at Cal Arts, you guys meet, and you start... Well, first the orchestra, and then Elliot Adelman.
Yeah,
solo.
Right. We were doing, you know, this six-piece band with sax and two guitars and touring with that. And then we all started graduating from school and everybody was going their own way. And I kind of got more into doing songwriting. I'd been into, like, kind of
instrumental. Was this where the Desert Connection
starts? Yeah, that's when, kind of at the end of Cal Arts I started. I was house-sitting this
one. What's it called? California 14?
The
highway?
And the 62 is the one that runs through Joshua Tree.
Okay.
The 14 is the one up to Antelope Valley.
Okay, because you always see them when you're going up the Grapevine, you know. And
right.
I've done it once or twice, but not enough to remember good.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had to run from the snow that way.
Mm.
I beat it, too.
Nice.
knock on wood. I wouldn't have. Because you got to start making connections with that scene, because the Victoria and that musicians there. And you end up living there.
Right? Yeah. I lived there last year for about 6 months. I was doing like an artist residency, and while I was at that, I met Victoria and was able to sublet a room at her place.
Right.
And that ended.
And ended up playing with her.
Yeah.
When we segmented those gigs opening for X in Orange County, one of them. You got to share a stage with
me. Yeah.
Cool.
Share a dressing room.
Green room. Funny names. You know, they're hardly ever green.
No one's ever getting dressed.
No one's ever getting dressed. But one thing they do almost all have, lots of pictures of dicks written on the walls. Bulkheads in dressing rooms got to have dicks.
Just ain't complete.
What they look like, or like what we want them to look like. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you go, there's fucking dicks
Brother Matt, you want to bring us this spin cycle?
Cool.
Some dicks written all over it. You know, my pop's name was Dick, so he always called cocks hammers. I call them dicks.
Mother, an aging old thing. Better go see Clever. You give Clever a ring, which he did. I called him up, just so Mommy wouldn't cry. Clever heard his story about different and the same. Said, you crazy? Is this some silly game? No, no, it ain't. Like Mommy said, you gotta straighten out my head. Clever, you're so clever. Is your cleverness enough? Can you help this aging rebel? Do you really have the stuff? Bet you don't have. Bet you bread that you'll pass the buck instead. Clever sent our hero to a crowded, funny room where a crowd of cunnings listen, giggle in the gloom. That your problem, aging rebel? Don't you really know the score? What's this rebel's name? You crazy? You think you're gonna change this silly world? Better see yourself a shrink. Cunningly they argue about our boy, who's breaking down the door. Now he's running down a dark. Diabolical awaits. Grabs him by the ankle. Ain't it just like fate? Let go! Oh no, would you? Diabolical inside. Diabolical laughs in an alley full of soot. Never let you go. You're gonna lose your little foot. Forget the same, you'll be different now. Somewhat shorter on one side. Panic in his brain pulls and gets away. Loses him a foot. It's a dark and evil day. See him running, limping blood. Something soft is just ahead. Something soft is gentle. He's fallen by her side. She comforts him with kisses. He dreams of suicide. See how things are, aging rebel, in a world you never made. Gentle is so gentle. Grabs the trouble by its root. Bandages his stump. Cuts off his other foot. So you see, it seems to me, a kind of gentle cruelty. Aging rebel's older. A little wiser maybe too. Gentleness has fixed him. Does he look like me and you? footless and fancy free. Think how happy Mom will be.
I don't understand.
What motivated, inspired you to do what you just did?
Well, the last one was some Banyan. It's like I haven't seen Banyan in a long time. I want to check those dudes out again.
I know. Oh, no, that's with another drummer. I'm going to play with Brother Wayne Kramer in a couple songs.
Oh, cool.
At the Whiskey now, that thing they were doing at the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now they're moving over the Whiskey.
Oh, cool.
So, but I'll call Bert, and we'll see about Banyan.
Cool.
They had a lot of gigs. You know, for me, though, the prime was with Nels.
Nels, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Four-man version.
That's awesome.
That was my favorite. But doing Monterey Jazz Festival was pretty, going on right after John Scofield.
Bitching.
Yeah, it was, talk about a pass shitter. I mean, dude sitting in front of you wearing sweaters and shit in this big kind of tent. And, you know, I thought they were just going to get up and like, fuck you. No one bailed. And the boss came up to us when we got done and shook my hand. I was like, you never know.
Bitching.
Playing. So I have kind of weird, from being from in the old days where everybody hated our scene, it's always surprised me when my people get some free.
Playing La Conga must have been a highlight, too.
La Conga?
Upstairs, like you guys.
It's Chop House.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've never been open.
It's not even that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, Caliente. I've seen the sign change, but
I think that's about it.
We're old. Back to Elliot here. You just got off tour.
I'm still on tour.
You're in the middle of a tour.
I'm coming to the end. I've been on tour for 7 weeks, and I got 1 week left.
Wow. So you're in the
final stretch, yeah.
Yeah. Wind up. And how's this is different, more compact than the orchestra tour last year?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've been, you know, playing solo acoustic, mostly, like, house shows, some art galleries and DIY spaces. But doing all the driving, all the playing, all the booking and promoting, and it's like been kind of a test and total independence. Yeah, man alone. It's been great.
Okay.
Make sure it gets done.
Yeah, there's no one to blame except myself.
Good point. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour. March 15, Eyes of March edition, Rock Pico Show. Hold tight for hour three. Yeah. March 15, 2016, it's the third hour, a Watt for Pedro show.
Sweet Sandra Pete in the garden next to me. Her eyes were dark as darkest ravine. Her tongue was longer. Dick was longer than
name of this football team again?
HSV.
And what was it they did to you?
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Discussing how schools get named and then renamed. It's a mystery to us. It's one of these deep Pedro mysteries. Why is Cooper called Johnston?
Recent poems.
And why did Harlan Shoemaker? You know, Boone used to volunteer playing acoustic guitar for autistic kids there.
Oh, cool.
Wow. You know, they'd have like a wall in the, you know, but then he'd start playing, get life out of it.
I went down to Harbor View House one time with a bunch of people and a bunch of instruments for sound therapy, and you could either play music or there were instruments for them to come and play, and it's so talented. There were like some old acid victims from the 60s there.
Yeah.
Some dude from James Brown's band.
Whoa.
He'd sing, but he wouldn't know any words, but he'd know how to sing. He'd get up there and go,
like Stat?
Yeah.
Like Stat.
He had all the phrasing down there, was pitching, but there were no words to it.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
He's beyond that.
Yeah,
okay, we start the third hour off with Elliot Eidelman doing Sweet Sander P. So, like your other songs came from a moment. Did this one come from a moment?
Yeah, kind of. It sort of was like conflating some childhood experiences of a girl I knew in elementary school with some more adult experiences of a woman I dated briefly who was into some kind of kinky stuff. And threw it all together in a bag, and it was kind of a stream of consciousness.
Stream.
It was a stream. Yeah, putting a stream.
Like an amber. Well, in my case, pieces of bladder. Basho, Achtung Deutsch.
Basho.
Yeah, Cosmodrone number 9. Or number 9. Scheiß Squad with the Rundum Sword Glass Packet. Morticina, The Waning, El Caco with In Space All Huge Beasts Just See. Whoa. Maybe English is second language there. Okay. Electronics with Maggot, that's Abby, Buffalo. That is a new side project. What are you going to do when the tour's done?
I'm going to Azerbaijan for my brother's wedding in Baku.
Wow.
Like the day I get back to Atlanta.
Oil town. Wow.
That's going to be a culture shock from Atlanta, I bet.
Yeah. Like I play my last show in New Orleans on Monday and drive back to Atlanta Tuesday and fly out Wednesday.
Wow, cool.
There's no direct flights, right?
No, I'm flying through Frankfurt.
Frankfurt?
Yeah, on Lufthansa.
Yeah. That's their big town.
Yeah.
Yellow and black. And a long... Yeah, you said sometimes you got to haul ass to get to the next flight. Long gates.
Mm-hmm.
Some ports are set up better than other ones.
Exactly.
So, okay, after how long are you going to be there? Just for the wedding, right?
Yeah, just for the wedding, for a few days.
Well, so musically, what you got playing?
Well, I got another album that I recorded in the last year, beginning of this year, in Nashville at this spot called The Bomb Shelter.
Yeah.
In East Nashville. And that's being mixed right now in New York.
Can you play us one of the songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is a tune off the new album. It's called Different Now. And this song's called The Milky Way.
I think I see some noxious gas in the sky, coming from the east to west, and I don't know why. And I said, don't worry, babe, that's just the Milky Way. Yeah, I said, don't worry, baby, that's just the Milky Way. And it's happening all of the time, but you just can't see it. With all that light pollution up in your city sky, and you better believe it, no more confusion. You're in the desert with me tonight. Welcome to your home galaxy. It's just the Milky Way, you and me, and a blood red sliver of the moon. Blood red sliver of the moon. Watching shooting stars go by. Shooting stars go by on the summer solstice in the desert tonight. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice in the desert tonight. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. Desert tonight. On the summer solstice. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. Desert tonight in the desert tonight. Desert tonight in the desert tonight. Well, she said, I think I see some noxious gas in the sky. I think it's coming down on us and I don't know why. And I said, don't worry, baby, that's just the Milky Way. Yeah, I said, don't worry, babe, that's just the Milky Way. And it's happening all the time, but you just can't see it. With all that light pollution up in your city sky, and you better believe it. No, 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 no more confusion. You're in the desert with me tonight, and welcome to your home galaxy. It's just a Milky Way, you and me, and a blood red silver, blood red silver, blood red silver moon. Watch shooting stars go, shooting stars go, shooting stars go by on the summer solstice in the desert tonight. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice in the desert tonight. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. Desert tonight. On the summer solstice. Summer solstice in the desert tonight. Desert tonight. In San Pedro today. Pedro today. On the eyes of my arch. Here we go. Oh, did that diddly do? Da da diddly do. Do la diddly do. Diddly do. Diddly la diddly diddly do. Boop ba da. Hey, don't worry, baby, that's just the Milky Way. Don't worry, baby, that's just the Milky Way. And it's happening all the time. And I said, woo, woo, up in your city sky. And then I said, woo. Milky Way, you and me, and a blood red silver of a moon, blood red silver of a moon. Watch the shooting stars go by, shooting stars go by. On the summer solstice in the desert tonight, summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice in the desert tonight, summer solstice in the desert tonight. On the summer solstice in the desert tonight, on the summer solstice in the desert tonight, in the desert tonight. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you. invisible wind is blowing, I can see. Golden wheat stalks bend in distant fields. Blowing, 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 blowing around. Blowing, blowing, blowing around. North wind brings a frost on the window pane. Wind brings a dry and dusty day. Leaves and twigs stirred up into the sky. Bodies and birds scattered far and wide. Blowing, 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 blowing.
Jak do cizího soukolí. všechno dobré rusle ptá. Balounek bývá zakrytou tvář, snaží se stát a nehybat. Svět býval milý a pevný, že všechno dobré rozdrolí. Balounek skrývá se přídem tvář, kde se se koulí a předstírá.
Watch for Pedro show. That was live on air.
Yeah.
Edelman with the Milky Way. Yeah. Upcoming album. But we got a special TWFPS version. Ides of March version.
Thank you. So, yeah, cool.
Flies on the
very cool.
My pleasure.
And we heard Weird Dream by Gum, Earth, Wind, and Ensemble with Invisible Wind, Uzmadoma, Balunek, Bright White from the World's Forgotten Sons, and finally Creeper by Sylvia Dancosa. That's got Steve Reed on the bass. Advice. Young person trying to get into music, what would you tell them?
You know, just don't wait for anybody else to come along and help you out. You know, just
self-motivate.
Yeah, self-motivate and just start doing it, you know, like figure out a way to record your music, play some shows,
yeah.
And just make it happen. Just do it.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, brother.
Yeah,
always
very cool. Pleasure.
Benton, good luck with the rest of the tour, with the Azerbaijan Baku trip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The new album, when it comes out, please tell.
Oh, you know I will.
Play.
Thanks
very
so much.
Cool.
For
thanks for coming down.
Everybody.
Very cool.
The man with the beat in his hand. Thanks for giving him a lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully, like Traff, back to S&M.
Yeah.
It's been the March 15 Ides of March edition 2016 Watt Pebro Show. Keep your powder dry.